The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Well, it looks like I'm flying solo today. My co-host, Alan McIntyre, is involved in one of his political campaigns, and so he can't be here today. So I hope I make this program interesting. The title of this episode is Take Back the Night, and it's one of my favorite topics because I feel that crime and lawlessness in the black community is one of the biggest problems in the black community. One of the favorite phrases of a lot of black community activists and other people who are interested in promoting the welfare of the black community is, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, my take on this is, it takes a village to rid a community of crime. If we as a people, black people, sit around and expect law enforcement to deal with the criminal element, we're in for a rude awakening. Because for a fact, on average, across this nation, there's only one cop to every 900 or 1,000 citizens. When you think about the response time to a call for aid from the police department, crime happens in seconds, especially violent crime. If you are a person who is not prepared to defend yourself, to defend your family, to defend your home and property, you might be in for a rude awakening. Now, I'm not the only person who's advocating this. Recently, the police chief, James Craig, of Detroit, and we know the kind of reputation Detroit has for urban crime, he sent an open letter or made an open statement, which he, in certain words, I won't quote him directly, but the essence of what he was saying was this. With the police response time, and we're talking about sometimes 15, 20 minutes for a policeman to arrive at a scene after a 911 call. He was saying that it's up to the residents to defend themselves within the confines of the law. He advised people to acquire firearms, conceal carry if they were eligible, but to defend themselves against the criminals. If somebody's breaking into your home, you don't know what they have in mind. You don't know if they just want to take a TV or take your life. So I think it behooves black people, whatever neighborhood they're in, whatever environment they're in, to be prepared to defend themselves. And it just makes sense to me as a former military man that you would be prepared to defend yourself, not just against the common criminal, but against any situation. You're responsible for your own safety. You're responsible for your family, your kids. You should be able to defend them. Now, the other part about this is the criminal justice system. It's a revolving door. There will never be a shortage of criminals with the way the system works now. And let's just face it. Policemen, lawyers, bailiffs, judges, prison guards, prison wardens, prison doctors, dentists, the whole criminal justice system, their paychecks depend on the revolving door of the criminal justice system. That's how they make their paycheck. It is, in fact, an industry. You heard of the military-industrial complex? Well, this is a criminal justice system prison complex. There is money to be made, and they don't care about the disastrous effect that it has on the urban community. This revolving door sending criminals to prison, slapping their hands. And guess what? When you get in prison, let's take, for instance, the child molester. They get apprehended, convicted, sent to prison. They might get time off for good behavior, you know, a shorter prison sentence, because there are no kids to molest in prison. And how anyone sitting on a parole board can logically come to the conclusion that a child molester should be let out early on good behavior, when in fact the reason for their crime or the source of the crime is not available in prison, so naturally going to be on their best behavior. So I'm saying, as a black person, I don't depend on the system to protect me and my family. I think any black person in the sound of my voice, or any white person, any citizen of the United States for that matter, should be ready, willing, and able to defend themselves, their lives, and their homes, and their family. Now, there's another aspect of the black community, and that is, there is such an adverse reaction to concealed carry. Whenever I listen to urban talk shows, even whenever I talk to friends or family, they don't understand firearms, and they don't understand why people should be carrying firearms, civilians that is, and they point to situations like the Trayvon Martin killing down in Florida and other situations why civilians shouldn't have firearms. But for the most part, 99.999% of the time, people with concealed carry weapons are law-abiding citizens. And when they do use their weapons to defend themselves against criminals, the news media doesn't cover it the way it does the criminals out there or the people who use weapons unlawfully. You don't hear about the lawful use of weapons to deter crime. And so for us in the black community to be opposed to concealed carry and even stand your ground, I think is short-sighted and in the long term detrimental to the health of the black community. Now, another thing that we need to think about is this, and this has been my opinion for decades. Black people are, let's face it, kind of disadvantaged. And we can speak of the whole slavery thing and discrimination, Jim Crow, and the whole history. And if you accept that, then the black criminals are in effect kicking somebody while they're down. Because for a fact, black criminals victimize people in their own race. About 95% of victims of black criminals are black people themselves. And so from my standpoint, a black criminal is somebody that's kicking somebody while they're down. And to me, that is the lowest of the low. And to me, they deserve no second chance. They deserve no compassion. They deserve no quarter. If someone is bent on committing a crime against somebody, especially it could be an elderly black lady, all she has in the world is her Social Security. She's coming home from the store or some other errand, and somebody snatches her purse. I mean, you don't get much lower than that. And if the community can't rise up and protect their own against people like that, then I'm sorry. There's just no hope. And us law-abiding citizens, we outnumber the criminals 9 or 10 to 1. So why should we be afraid of them? It should be the other way around. If anything, these people who are too lazy to stay in school, get a decent education, don't want to go out and work for a living, if they contemplate crime as a way of supporting themselves or gaining money, they should be afraid of us. They should be afraid of getting their heads blown off whenever they break into someone's house to rob them or steal. And especially if they walk into a store, a convenience store, a filling station, or some other establishment with the idea of robbing the owner or proprietor, they should have that fear. They should have that fear of having their heads blown off, of being seriously hurt, or winding up in prison for who knows how long without all of the, how should I say, the amenities in prison, the basketball, the weights, the TV. If anything, they should be working 18 hours a day. As far as I'm concerned, prison should be so bad, working 18 hours a day, no work, no eat, that when they did get out, an eight-hour day would seem like paradise. That's the way the prison system should work, not send somebody away for 5 or 10 years of relaxation and learn how to be a better criminal. Let me offer an example. You know, getting back to the Detroit situation, recently in the news, you might have heard about the situation where a white truck driver was driving through a black community and a black kid stepped out into traffic, was hit, only received minor injuries, but the residents of that community, seeing a black victim of a traffic accident and a white driver, after the white driver got out to give aid to the kid that he hit, they converged on him and nearly beat him to death, put him in the hospital, and as far as I know, he's probably still in the hospital. Well, the only thing that saved his life was a black woman, a nurse, who had a concealed carry weapon. She intervened in the mob that had gathered around and was beating this man and stopped them from probably beating him to death. Now that, I think, is an example of a concerned citizen, armed, obeying the law, doing the right thing, coming to the aid of a crime victim. And I think we need a hell of a lot more of that, not only in Detroit, but in any urban city environment, or even a rural or suburban, as far as that goes. I think that criminals, people who are bent on hurting innocent people, need to know they are in the minority. And if they do go outside the law, there will be armed citizens ready to not only prevent them from hurting innocent victims, but to help the police bring them to justice. So that's my message for today. I'm not really sure how Alan thinks about this subject, but knowing his conservative views, I don't think I'd get much argument from him. But after he listens to this, and when we can get together next session, if he wants to hash it out, hey, I'm ready, willing, and able. So until next time, I thank you for listening to Black on Black Commentary. And remember, it takes a village to rear a community of crime. Give it some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.